And a good morning, it's Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound bells.
Sound the bells.
Thank you.
Here's the good news.
And welcome to a primary, yet secondary edition of Not Necessarily,
the news.
With 92.1% of all precincts reporting.
Let's start right out.
Let's find
out. Hey, what happened?
Thank you for reporting, Hanksters, on our Hank Facebook Live as we stream so you can see what you can hear on the radio. All right, the primary results last night. Too many to go through district by district and precinct. But the big ones, and that would be the Senate primaries. First of all, it looks like we have a runoff.
What?
We got a runoff.
Oh.
Yeah, Cornyn and Paxton headed to a runoff as of late last night. John Cornyn earns 43% of the vote. Ken Paxton, roughly 40. And Wesley Hunt comes in third, 13% of the vote. To have avoided a runoff, you needed 50% plus one. They did not get that, so they'll be headed to a runoff election in May. And then we'll have another election in November for the midterms. So keep those signs up on the street corners, everybody, even if they blow away in the storms tonight. On the Democrat side, it was, slightly a surprise. James Tallarico defeating Jasmine Crockett. And that took place with quite a bit of controversy, specifically in Williamson County outside of Houston, which is Tallarico's district, and Dallas County, which is Crockett's home base, and a lot of votes in both of those places. Now, there was some confusion at the polls. That's how they're describing it. And because of the precinct changes in districting, redistricting, people would show up at their polling place, many that they've been polling there forever, and that's not where they're supposed to go. So then they had to go to a new place. There was confusion. A judge said, we're going to keep the polls open for those two counties until 9, until the Texas State Supreme Court said, y'all didn't ask us. And they said, no. So I don't know if those got counted or not, but as of 2 a.m., Associated Press called the race for James Tallarico over Jasmine Crockett. She is going to sue. So good thing everything got settled last night.
Yeah. So the Texas Supreme Court, it's kind of like when the manager calls you.
At this point, I'm not sure. But okay. we'll wait for Wolf Blitzer and the Big Map to get more on that.
So who do you call when you're having serious issues? Battling some demons, perhaps? Well, maybe a little too much drinky-drinky? That answer is none other than Mel Gibson. Apparently, he's got his sights set on Shia LaBeouf. To get it together, man. Word is this may work because the younger actor is quite stubborn, but actually does respect Mel and kind of considers him a father figure. Apparently the action star wants to shake some sense into Shy, particularly because he was doing so well just a few weeks ago. Mardi Gras, New Orleans, throws everything off track, but the problem is not alcohol, according to Mr. LaBeouf.
If you know you have a problem, are you going to New Orleans, period, let alone during Mardi Gras?
Or buy a house there.
Just kind of a powder keg, it's just like, waiting for a spark.
Yeah.
Or a Shia, if you will. Well, a lot of you watched it. Marshals, the official Yellowstone spinoff that does kind of keep the Yellowstone proper lineage going. That debuted Sunday night, and it was CBS's biggest non-NFL-assisted series debut in quite some time. So it drew 9.52 million viewers, and that's the most-watched new series premiere so far of this fall into spring broadcast season. So congratulations to all those out there. There's Luke Grimes. And I won't give any spoilers away, but something really big happened.
Oh, boy.
And they're, by the way, closing some streets here in a little bit, doing Frisco King, getting ready for that here in Fort Worth with Samuel L. Jackson. I will not be parking wherever Samuel tells me not to park.
Seriously.
In fact, I'll do pretty much whatever he wants me to do. Mm-hmm. Say what again?
Nicole Kidman is a very busy gal these days. She's filming Lioness around Fort Worth. Saw the trailers down there the other day. And also has a show called Scarpetta. That's where she plays a coroner and did some on-the-job training. Says she actually knows how to remove a few different organs. Nope. Worked with an incredible medical examiner to learn the tricks of the trade. And about those rumors she's dating the head of MGM Resorts, it's not true. Apparently, Paul Salem has her eye, but nothing has happened just yet. But, if you want to date Nicole, just know that
she can perform an autopsy.
Yeah, I guess it's a new. I mean, everybody has a hobby.
That was a bold move there, Keith Urban.
Woo!
Netflix made an announcement yesterday. They've had two seasons. Watch both of them, actually, of the Squid Game competition series, the kind of reality game show. Not bad. And now they're going to do what all game shows do, and that's have a celebrity version of it. So Ooh. It'll be Squid Game, the VIP challenge. They announced some of them. One of them's a Spice Girl. Real Housewife, you know, your normal fare. And they will compete in Squid Game type challenges, ultimately trying at the end to defeat Shia LaBeouf. So that's how I think they end it.
I didn't know how that worked.
No. Yeah.
You know, love don't cost a thing, but any man worth his salt may disagree. Poor Abuelo is paying even more. The dating app Tinder has been slapped with a $60 million class action lawsuit because they charge more for older users who want to find the one. Apparently, there's different pricing for Tinder Plus versus Tinder Gold.
Huh. Mm-hmm. That's not right.
They're calling it discrimination. Ah. And really.
What?
Yeah. Thank you, Herschel.
Yeah.
It's also not a very good business policy. Apparently, at these 55-plus communities, the older gents are a hot commodity.
What's that?
I can see why.
I'm just go find them out at the rocking chairs at the Cracker Barrel.
That's the sexy.
Couple of sports snorts here. The city of New Braunfels announced a gold medal parade for one of their Olympians. This is coming up a couple of Saturdays on March 14th in honor of Alana Myers Taylor. She's a New Braunfels resident, 2026 Olympic gold medalist. She won that. She's a bobsledder.
Oh.
Out of New Braunfels.
I was going to say,
She practices at Schlitterbahn. TCU upsets Texas Tech, number 10 Red Raiders. That happened last night. And evidently the Texas Tech basketball coach is he's beside himself. There are two of him now. He evidently has like 10 gigs of game footage that he's submitting to the conference on officiating.
Cranky.
And the Dallas Stars right now are in the midst of their longest winning streak in franchise history. Last night, they won their 10th straight, taking down the Calgary Flames. I think it was 6-1 two nights ago, and that was against Vancouver. And I think last night may have been 6-1 or 7-1 too. So they are on fire. And I have my new favorite player.
Who?
His name is R2 Hyru.
Ah, I love it.
The force is strong with that one. Trust me. Go, R2.
Woo!
And then finally, in an act of reconciliation, King Charles, there are reports that he may extend finally an olive branch to Harry and Meghan by giving them the Andrew, formerly known as Prince's old digs. Yeah. She's into cleaning, right? Yeah, I would. Okay.
KB and Heather Lee.